How would you feel if you got a comment on your blog? Would you feel elated, full of gratitude, excited, intrigued to know who had commented? Getting a comment can be quite exciting for a blogger, and I want to explain why and what this means in this video, so watch on. Hi, I'm Alice Elliott, the founder of the commenting blog. .co.uk that shows you how the magic of commenting can increase the popularity of your business, which ultimately leads onto ideal clients. Now, the exciting thing about commenting is let's look at two scenarios, shall we? You've spent loads of time writing your post and you're really happy with it. It's a brilliant piece of work, and you publish it. And you sit back and you wait. And in one scenario, you wait and you wait and you wait, and nothing happens. You have an empty comment box. Tumbleweed blows across the screen, and it's so demoralizing and so awful. The other scenario is that you publish a post that you're really proud of, and your moderation queue is bursting to the hilt. You've got people falling over themselves to comment on your blog, and you're so excited to get all this feedback, and you desperately read it all, and you respond left, right, and center. This is exactly the right thing to do. Now, wait a minute. Why is it that one gets nothing and the other gets everything? First of all, there's two things that you need to think about. The first is, have you made it easy for your commenters? Is your blog geared up to accept comments? I think the first obvious thing is, have you turned comments on? And then that does sound ominous, but a lot of people actually don't have their comment boxes activated. So go and do so if you haven't now. Never mind about all those people turning off their blog comments. Leave them alone. Let them wallow in their misery. You turn on your comments now. Make sure your comment box is easy to find. Make sure that people can add a comment without having to log in first. Take away all those nasty gizmos that tell people they've got to log in and you've got to find your social media account and remember the password and all that palaver. Do you really want to have all that? No, it's not necessary. If you've got good spam catchers like a Kismet set up, you don't need to worry about giving the hard time for your commenters to remember passwords and log in and all that rubbish. Okay, so leave all that out. And of course, have you got a responsive mobile theme to your blog? Is it easy to find the comment box and use it on a mobile phone or a tablet or something like that? Because it isn't, people ain't going to comment on your blog. Another thing to think about is that what kind of post have you written? Does it actually encourage comments? Does it actually stimulate readers to think, I really want to respond to that? Or that's a brilliant idea? Or, that really has made a difference to my life. I want to thank this blogger for giving me this excellent information. Or I can really relate to what that blog has just written. I had the same scenario in my life earlier. I it happened to my aunt's dog's cat's budgie's partner exactly 2 days ago. I want to tell the world about this. I want to leave a comment on a blog. Yeah. Great. Have you written that kind of post? Have you written what your reader wants to read, not necessarily what you want to write? Because what you want to write might not be the kind of post that encourages your comments, your blog readers to comment. Think about it. Also, how conversational have you been? Conversation doesn't have to happen only in social media. It doesn't have to happen only in your comments. It also happens in your blog post. So if you're friendly and forthcoming and approachable and human, that's very important to be human. So this means showing off your foibles, expressing your humility, showing off your mistakes, proving that that you are an everyday person like everyone else. This is going to make your readers relate to you and therefore want to comment on your blog. Now, this is a bit of a jumbled up video, but what it really is that it's really exciting to get blog comments. So make sure that your blog is so welcoming and primed for comments, you will get them. And isn't that an exciting thing? Of course it is. Thank you for listening. I'm Alice Elliott, the founder of thecommentingclub.co.uk, that shows you how the magic of commenting can increase the popularity of your business, which ultimately leads onto ideal clients. If you'd like to know more, send me a message so we can have a little chat.